Kendrick Lamar's 2020-5 BET Awards win wasn't just another trophy on his shelf. It was a moment that solidified him as the defining voice of a generation. But to understand how Kendrick got there, to grasp the weight behind that standing ovation, the tears in the crowd, and the respect from peers and legends alike, we need to go back. Back to the beginning. Back to where the evolution of a lyrical titan truly began. This is the story of Kendrick Lamar's transformation. From K-Dot, a quiet kid from Compton, to one of the most powerful and poetic voices in modern music. His journey isn't just about beats and bars. It's about growth, pain, protest, reflection, and ultimately, impact. Let's rewind. Chapter 1. The Foundation, K-Dot and Section Day. Teet, 2003-2011. Kendrick started as K-Dot, a teenager dropping mixtapes in Compton with bars far beyond his years. It wasn't polished, but the fire was there. That hunger, that rage, that sharp sense that the world needed to be told the truth. His 2011 album, Section Day, wasn't a commercial smash, but it was a revelation. It blended the raw urgency of street life with the intellect of a poet. Kendrick tackled addiction, Reaganomics, racism, and religion, not as a bystander, but as someone living in the middle of it all. ADHD, Ronald Reagan era, and He Power weren't just songs. They were declarations. He was saying, "I see the system, I feel the weight, and I'm going to talk about it." Chapter 2. The Cinematic Masterpiece. Good Kid, MAAD City, 2012. In 2012, Kendrick broke through with Good Kid, MAAD City, an album that played like a movie. It told the story of a teenage Kendrick navigating peer pressure, gang violence, and survival in Compton. But this wasn't gangster rap for glorification. It was gangster rap for clarity. It exposed how a good kid gets caught in the wrong moment. It wasn't just about him. It was about everyone growing up in environments designed to break them. Tracks like Swimming Pools, Backseat Freestyle, and Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst showed off a rapper who could do it all. Bangers, ballads, and bars, while still telling a cohesive, emotionally devastating story. Chapter 3. Black Art Elevated, To Pimp a Butterfly, 2015. Just when the world thought they had Kendrick figured out, he dropped To Pimp a Butterfly. And everything changed. He didn't chase radio hits. He didn't cater to trends. Instead, he delivered a bold, genre-bending, politically charged album wrapped in jazz funk and spoken word. It was revolutionary. This was Kendrick Lamar as the griot, the prophet, the cultural critic. All Right became a protest anthem. The Blacker the Berry was a gut punch about internalized racism. You and I were raw battles between self-hate and self-love. This album wasn't just music, it was movement. Kendrick forced conversations about black pain, black joy, black rage, and black liberation. And he did it with the weight and precision of a Pulitzer-worthy poet. Chapter 4. The Mainstream Meets the Message, Damn, 2017. In 2017, Kendrick did what few artists could. He dropped an album that was mainstream and masterful. Damn was personal, spiritual, and loaded with symbolism. It balanced fire and finesse, from DNA, and humble, to love, and fear. Each track peeled back layers of Kendrick's internal world. The struggle between ego and humility. The conflict between his faith and his fame. The pressure of carrying a culture on his back. The album earned Kendrick a Pulitzer Prize, the first ever awarded to a rapper. That wasn't just a win for him. It was a seismic shift in how hip-hop was viewed by the world. Chapter 5. Vulnerability and Healing, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, 2022. 5 years later, after retreating from the spotlight, Kendrick returned with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, his most personal and polarizing work yet. This wasn't the Kendrick we were used to. This was a man wrestling with fatherhood, therapy, trauma, and self-forgiveness. He talked about generational wounds, about molestation, about the pressure to be perfect. He rejected the role of savior and embraced the messy, flawed human underneath. The beats were softer, jazzier, more introspective. The lyrics were brutally honest. It wasn't made for mass approval. It was made for healing, for Kendrick, and for those of us who needed to hear someone say, "It's okay to not be okay." Chapter 6, The Comeback, Diss Wars, West Coast Energy and Not Like Us, 2024-2025. Then came 2024 and 2025, the year of the return of the King. After Drake threw shots at Kendrick, many thought he wouldn't respond. But Kendrick answered with euphoria, and then dropped the atom bomb. Not like us. It was gritty. West Coast, pure G-Funk energy. The kind of track that makes you want to drive with the windows down, head high, speakers shaking. The diss wasn't just lyrical warfare, it was a statement. Kendrick reminded everyone that he still runs this, that he doesn't need charts or gimmicks, that his pen is still sharper than ever. The track went viral, memes exploded, DJs couldn't stop spinning it, and the culture, from hip-hop heads to casual fans, unified around one idea. Kendrick just won the war. Chapter 7, Better Wars 2025, A Victory Beyond Music. By the time the 2025 BET Awards arrived, the world already knew what was coming. Kendrick led with 10 nominations. But it wasn't just about the numbers. It was about the respect. He won Best Male Hip-Hop Artist, Album of the Year, Video of the Year. But the biggest moment, his acceptance speech. Calm, reflective, emotional. He thanked his fans, his family, and most of all, his city, Compton. The crowd stood as he walked off stage. Because this wasn't just a win. It was the culmination of everything he's ever stood for. Final reflection. Why Kendrick matters more than ever. Kendrick Lamar isn't just a rapper. He's a historian, a therapist, a mirror. He's brought jazz back to hip-hop. He's made spoken word commercial. He's tackled issues artists are scared to even whisper. And he's done it all without losing his soul. In an industry obsessed with trends, Kendrick built a legacy on truth. And in a world addicted to noise, he made silence powerful. Outro CTA. So if you've ever wondered how a quiet kid from Compton became the most respected voice in music, this is how. From pain to power. From trauma to triumph. From K-Dot to King Kendrick. Let us know in the comments, what's your favorite Kendrick Lamar album? And which moment in his journey moved you the most? If you found this breakdown insightful, make sure to like, subscribe, and tap that bell. Because we're just getting started with stories that go deeper than the charts. This is music. This is message. This is Kendrick.